Home Secretary Charles Clarke.
I've been asked this evening to talk about the relationship between the media and politics. I have no doubt, for example, that one of the main reasons for the relatively peaceful collapse of the apartheid state or of totalitarianism in the former Soviet empire is the influence of the free media upon the peoples of those countries. I believe the media has, with a great deal of justification, been able fairly to see itself as on the side of the good guys of progress in relation to those changes that take place. But I believe that a pernicious and even dangerous poison is now slipping into at least some parts of this media view of the world. But I want to focus today on what I think is at the core of the problem, which is the differing and conflicting agendas from which politics and the media discuss the world and address it. Such disputes about political, policy or public agendas are now par for the course, and the various media outlets, whether TV and radio, news and current affairs programmes, or great national newspapers, all have their own approach to political debate, to which politics and politicians have to adapt as best they can. The national identity scheme is being introduced to safeguard people's identities, not to track their lifestyle. The information that can be held on the National Identity Register covers only basic personal information, roughly the same as that needed for a passport. Many in the media retort that we're destroying democracy and constructing tyranny. And too many, in my opinion, resort to misrepresentation and deceit to try and strengthen their case.
Just like you.
So my appeal this evening is to urge our media to come to terms with a modern concept of rights and responsibilities in our society. In the case, that's the view of the government, not the view of the government.
I'm sure tonight you'll be fairly reported.
Yes.
Three more questions.